All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 97.1. So the ticket techs are coming in. Sully had a little fun with the people to start the show with the 04 Mason intro. Goosebumps, quit ruining the nostalgia. That's from Josh. I could listen to that all the damn time. The bells playing while Big Ben was getting introduced gave me goosebumps. I miss those days. Big Ben ringing again. I mean, listen, Sully did it. Don't blame me. Those playoff games were the most raucous events ever. I've been lucky enough to go to all of those, and nothing rivaled them. The 97 Wings would be on the list. That team captured the heart of this town. That's from David. Moved to Detroit from KC in 91. Was never invested in the Wings, but the 04 Pistons, absolutely. Mason is great when the team is contending. I'd give anything to see LCA rocking for actual meaningful games. Tigers wanted Chris Davis and almost signed him, but got Upton instead. Yeah, whoever talked Mr. I out of Chris Davis, and maybe it was Avila, maybe we owe him, but that was that summer. I didn't want you to sign anybody. I was ready for a rebuild. Mike, I don't know if you watched game one, but was loving how the Islander fans were. Gotta love the Stanley Cup playoffs. Oddly enough, I did. I watched it in its entirety. I turned the Pistons off within 10 minutes because it was clear the Knicks were not there to play. And yeah, I flipped it on and noticed that they were at the Nassau Memorial Coliseum, which I had no idea they were going to allow playoff games there. And apparently it's only the first round. So then I really got locked in because look, Nassau, I know they've remodeled it, but it's still a dump, and it's tiny. It's only got like 13,000 seats, but that was my childhood. That was the team I loved. I loved the Islanders. I loved them more than any other team, and yeah, watching that game, I was happy for the fans because those fans have been given nothing. They've been jerked around by bad owners and threats about relocation. And they've been doing the stadium dance for, you know, 20 years. They've had their team move to Brooklyn. And if you know anyone who lives on Long Island, yes, Brooklyn's a part of Long Island, but you're not going to Brooklyn on a Wednesday night to see Islanders Hurricanes. It's a disaster. The fact that the games were back there, the fans were unbelievable. And honestly, I know it sounds cheesy. It got me into watching. Like, I still know the Islander players. There's only a couple guys on the team I don't know. Like, they got some guy on the team named Cool Buckle or something. He used to play for the Penguins. Never heard of him. But, like, the atmosphere drew me in because those chants. And, look, no matter what team you like, you remember the stuff from when you were a kid. You know, when that entire arena in unison is cheering, let's go Islanders, like, yeah, it makes you think back to when you're 13 years old and when this stuff really mattered in a real serious manner. So in a weird way, where the game was played and the fans, I don't know, participation, it got me to lock in. And once I was locked in, I stayed for the entirety. And it was fun in a capsule. Same thing watching the Flames game one against the Avs. And watching that opening ceremony, and they've got a red out. You know, the Flames are wearing their old jersey, like the Theo Fleury era jerseys. And I locked into that game. And the Flames, of course, play entertaining hockey. They score. They're fast. Like, I don't know. There is something about the atmosphere locking you in. I'm that type of viewer. When it's not my team, that does help or hurt. Like even though Orlando and Charlotte was a big game in the NBA the other night, A, I knew the Pistons were winning because early on you saw it. And B, I couldn't watch Charlotte Orlando because the atmosphere was so dank. It was so bad. God save Kemba Walker. Get out of Charlotte, son. Get out of there. And that's a game with Doris Burke on the call. And normally, if Doris is on, I'm locking in. I love Doris. I think Doris is one of the five best color commentators in the world of sports. She's fabulous. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. So that crowd on Long Island got me into Isles Pens. And then once you watch, the game was actually quite entertaining. So that helped too.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. I feel like I need to get more into the NHL playoffs this year because people have just been raving about it.
But here's the hard part. The hard part for the NHL is that playoff hockey doesn't look anything like regular season hockey and vice versa. So you get, yes, you can lock into the NHL playoffs and you can watch it and go, damn, this is really good stuff. But then the flip side is you're going to be disappointed 9 out of 10 regular season games you watch. The season is too long. There are too many teams. There's not enough brand awareness. You're not going to follow what guys on other teams are doing. You have to be a hockey lifer. You got to be a hardcore fan in order to do those things. But, like, you're not going to sit there and come to the water cooler and go, hey, man, did you see what Nate MacKinnon did last night? Like, that's not how it works.
Mike, you're exactly right. Because when I was 11 years old, 96 Wings, watching them in the playoffs, because I heard about it on the news about them trying to win a cup, that got me into hockey. And then the regular season, the next season came, and I'm like, okay. Then they won it, and I'm like, do I really want to watch a regular season game against the Islanders? Or, you know, I'm really not interested in that. So I got away from it because the regular season is just so difficult to watch. I watch playoff hockey. That's what I watch. The Red Wings during the regular season, but playoff hockey, you're right, that's it. I can't do regular season hockey, but I'm not a real hockey fan. I just can't do it. Regular season hockey is just too hard to watch.
Well, just to be fair to hockey fan, the same can be said about the NBA, and I respect it. I understand it. I understand why they say, I don't like the NBA. It's too long. The regular season doesn't matter. Newsflash, pretty much the same in hockey.
But you know what I love about playoff hockey? And I just happened to notice it yesterday. Every arena, everybody is wearing a hockey sweater. Everyone in the arena, not spots here and there.
Yeah.
Everyone is. You can watch an NBA playoff game on Saturday or Sunday. You'll see spots of a jersey here and there, but hockey sweaters,
yeah, but that's because hockey jerseys, I'm not Canadian, I'm not allowed to call them sweaters, and I'm not 80. That is the best uniform in all of sports.
It is.
Hockey would be one, baseball would be two. Basketball would be three. Football really is the dumbest one because generally through history, it's just been a jersey with numbers and maybe a little logo on the shoulder.
Right.
But hockey is the best as far as jerseys go. And you're right. When you watch like that Calgary game, David, it is striking.
It was so exciting.
It was almost like 7 out of every 10 human beings. You saw that white sea on fire.
Yep.
You're right.
And it got me hype. I'm like, I'm not even a Calgary fan, but that is what I like.
Same thing, the whiteout in Winnipeg. Yep. Which, by the way, and I know we're rambling, but this is just a grievance I'd like to file with the hockeynistas out there. Why did Winnipeg never go and just go get their old logo from the Teemu Selanne days? Why? Can someone give me a reason? Because this logo sucks. They look like the Canadian Air Force. I hate this thing. I don't like the jerseys. I don't like the logo. I don't like anything about it. The logo they used to have where the hockey stick was also the J and Jets, why was that not brought back? And I'm not going to take time to figure this out. I'm sure someone knows the answer. But no, I'm down with playoff hockey. And I watch it and I get invested in it. And like last year, I mean, Caps and Knights was some of the most entertaining hockey in my memory. God, I think it was, third period of God, was it game one or two? But it was one of the best singular periods of hockey. End-to-end action. Unbelievable stuff. Look, man, this is the problem with professional sports, though. And baseball's feeling the pinch, too. The only regular season that matters is the NFL. It's the shortest. The games mean the most. Baseball, basketball, hockey. The regular seasons are really being shown to be rather useless.
Yeah, but you guys are saying with playoff hockey, it's a totally different game. It's the energy, the atmosphere. See, I also just think that hockey in general is so much better in person. Because, and what I mean by that is I think you can make the argument with football, some other sports, that the TV experience, you get to see a lot more, it's better.
I've used this opposite example a couple times throughout the years here, but God, I'm trying to think what year it was. It was probably I don't know, Mike, 5 or 6 years ago, one of the coolest events I've been to, you know, not, take away your super events like a Final Four or a Super Bowl, stuff like that. We're just talking a game. I was lucky enough, I got to go to Maple Leafs and Pens on a Saturday night at Air Canada Center. I mean, live, good seats, amazing.
It changes the game.
Absolute thrill.
But it's just different, though, because a lot of people would prefer the camera angles and football stuff like that to watch it at home. With hockey, I'm the complete opposite. I think it's so much more entertaining as a fan to watch hockey live
than
it is on TV.
If you have good seats. When you have good seats at a hockey game, it opens up what the sport is really about. And it opens up the hard-to-explain stuff that you got to really be close to it to appreciate it. And I do think there's truth in basketball to that, too. You begin to really appreciate what you're watching when you're close to it. The problem, I'd argue hockey tickets of any quality are off the charts expensive. 248-539-9797. I don't even know if we're talking about a topic. We're just chopping it up and I'm enjoying it. So whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.